All right, the structure of this story, very simple. Disciples go to Galilee and see him, and Jesus speaks to them. There are no verbal threads in this. It's the meeting and the speech. The issue is the dynamic of Jesus' words here. You know, what's his tone? What's his attitude? Usually this is delivered as a pronouncement in which Jesus is saying very authoritative things. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples. You know, it's kind of English and British. He's kind of like, some royal figure. That's not Jesus' style. And so what I would suggest is that you take as a metaphor for this more the style of a coach who is trying to, who is generating energy and for his team. So Jesus is saying, given that he was humiliated in the crucifixion, that the resurrection has transformed that, and that it is a sign that he has been given all authority and power. So the one who was humiliated is here in a position of dignity, of pride, of power, and saying, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. And then, go! So it's, team, go! And make disciples of all the nations. So an image of this is, of Jesus getting the 11 disciples in a huddle, and putting his arms around them and saying, all right, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me, so go and make disciples of all the nations. I think that's a better understanding of the spirit in which this is spoken. And their mission, of course, is the conversion of all of the enemies of Israel. And it's important to recognize in terms of this story that it is told in Matthew's context in the aftermath of the Jewish-Roman war in which hundreds of thousands of Jews were killed. And so this is a proactive strategy for Jews in the aftermath of the war. And it is not to fight and seek to kill the Gentiles and the nations, specifically the Romans, but to make them disciples, is to convert them to the worship of the God of Israel, the God of peace. And so this is a non-zealot strategy for response to the ongoing tension that existed between Jews and Gentiles, and is then a way of reconciliation. Now, the reason why this story has been selected for Trinity Sunday is because the formula is present in Jesus' statement, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. That is in relation to the understanding of the Trinity in terms of the position of this story at Trinity Sunday is fully appropriate because it is the understanding of the unique character of Jesus as one who revealed and who was God that drove the formation of the doctrine of the Trinity. And it is that truth, that character of Jesus, that is a central dimension of the doctrine of the Trinity. And of course, we've just celebrated Pentecost and the gift of the Holy Spirit, and so that also is seen as an experience of God's unique identity, alive, present in this new age. And so all of the seeds of the Trinity are implicit in the stories of these 2 weeks.